Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and ready. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. Take. I can't hear myself. Oh, I'm in an echo. Oh, I'm in an echo chamber. Something's going on with my controls. I'm like I'm in a barrel. Like I'm in a big barrel somewhere way out there in the world. Jeez, my producer, she's pulling his hair out. He said, how can I fix this? 3, 2, 1.
I love it. Now you can turn me down a little bit. I'll turn myself down.
This is funny. I love live radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome.
I can't turn myself down again. Wait, this is
this has never happened before. This is great. This is awesome. I love it. I broke radio, and my producer broke the radio.
I love it. I love it.
Push the magic button for us. Woo! Welcome to School Talk, live and direct, live in the studio in Giant 90.9. My name is Emerson Yurnup, but welcome to the greatest radio talk show, student-produced radio talk show since 2003 here at Giant 90.9. Our mainline here is 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. And as always, this student-produced show does not get produced unless my students push the buttons. Good morning, Big Rob.
Morning, and I've already started pushing the wrong buttons. Already started.
I would ask how your week is going, but I already know. But how's your weekend going to be? What's up with your weekend?
I have no clue.
Wow, like pushing those buttons there.
Probably just going to end up waiting for a game to finish updating.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
And then I'm going to practice playing that game because that's I've been challenged to a 5v5.
Oh, right. You can handle it. You dumb man. D-A. Dumb man. You can handle it.
No. I'm pretty sure you mean dumb man. I'm dumb.
You're not getting me in trouble with your parents. I'm not going to get a phone call, email, or snail mail. No, I'm not going to do that.
I think they would agree with me here.
In that case, I'll leave it to them. Anyway, I got things I got to do. You got things you got to do. I got guests in the studio. What's the thing we call the...
Well, as I said it last week, and I'm saying it again this week, we got winter break on the ward.
Woo!
That's great news. That means Christmas is right around the corner. If not already known by the fact that it's December.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, winter break is December 23rd to January 28th. We don't come back until after the new year, whenever that break hits. So that's fun. Anyway, and then we got boys basketball. That's today.
Whoa.
Franklin Central at Ben Davis, 7:30 p.m.
Go BD.
Love to see it. Girls basketball, Ben Davis at Zionsville, 7:30 Thursday.
Wow. Go BD.
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, next Thursday, 7:30 p.m.
All right.
And then BD Theater presents Clue on Stage.
You got a clue who my guest might be today? I'm clueless. I don't know. Got to figure this out.
I think I might be a little clueless.
Right. Me too, yeah. We'll figure it out later.
And that is next Thursday, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And Sunday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Tickets are $15. $10 for students, 8 and under are free.
All going to a great cause. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a clue to that.
Breaking news presented by Easter on the whiteboard over here.
What?
School Talk nominated for Best Community Volunteer Program in the IBS Awards.
Well, 2024? Ooh, here we go again. New York City, push the magic button. New York City, push the magic button. We can, we bad, we bad, we bad. We can do it, we can do it, we can do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to win. We're going to take number one.
I get excited when my students are doing awesome things.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm not, but I am.
And then WBDG has social media.
Hey!
Because I don't think any service would survive without social media these days. Oh. Because we got at WBDG Indy for all of our socials except for one of them, TikTok. TikTok is at Giant90.9. Our name got stolen for TikTok, which is why we had to switch to at Giant90.9. But anyway, then, as Emerson always says, we have a request one. It is 317-244-9234. Once again, that is 317-244-WBDG. All of our podcasts, including this show, go on to Audio Boom. And School Talk, hey, that's right now. It plays 7:30 a.m. every Friday. And it will replay 2 p.m. on Sunday. Emerson, what do you think about that?
I think it's totally awesome. I think when I grow up, I'm going to go to Ben Davis High School.
Wait a second. Have you found a fountain of youth or something?
I'm just a little bitty kid. I'm only 14 years old. I can't go to high school yet. But when I do go to high school, I'm going to go to Ben Davis High School, and I'm going to be part of BDG program. I'm going to be on the radio.
Well,
I'll be just like you.
It seems we have even more breaking news. Emerson has gone absolutely bonkers on air.
That case, the thing you just did was called the what? The Big Ball. Woo! We got a lot of stuff and things we got to deal with. We got to push the magic button for yourself, Big Rob. I'm proud of you, bro. Hey, we got student stuff and things in the studio. I got teachers, I got educators, I got big time winners in the show. So I got to induce all these folks. I'm gonna go with my students first because they're the stars of this show. A junior going to New York University. Lyric, how you doing?
Hi.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm good.
New York University.
Yeah.
Are you a junior?
Yeah.
Next year you'll be a senior.
Yeah.
Boy, I can do the math. That's awesome. Why New York City?
Well, I have family there, but
okay.
Also it's just always appealed to me. I've always liked big cities, and
yeah,
it's easier because I want to teach, so it's easy.
Whoa.
I really like NYU.
I love that
program.
That's breaking news. Yeah. Love when Ben Davis, so many teachers here at Ben Davis have used to be students, so come on back to us. Mikhail, where are you going? Give me you're a senior now.
Yeah.
Wow. When did that happen?
This year?
This year. That's probably right. ISU, Indiana State University.
Mm-hmm.
Now my hometown, Terre Haute, Indiana. I forgot to ask Lyric, what major are you thinking about doing? What major?
English education.
English education? Okay. All right. That's great. All right. And Mikhail, what's up? What major? What are you going to do at ISU? What are you going to major in?
Same major as Lyric.
Same major?
She was the one that convinced me to go into teaching English.
Peer pressure, huh?
Yeah.
And you're giving the peer pressure a lot, don't you? Yeah, I understand. I know your style. Yeah. And that's cool, man. Listen to your friends. If they're right, they're right. They say your friends, your future are the ones, future in the hands of the ones you hang with. You hang with the right folk, you have an awesome future. So far, you with the right people. The right people. And Maddox, where are you going to go to college?
NYU?
New York City, too?
Yeah.
And you're a junior. And what you going to major in?
I want to major in film.
You going to make film?
Yeah.
Are you doing films now, like on your iPhones? And
I'm in BDTV.
You in BDTV?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You in film. Push the magic button for my students because they're busy right now. They're not waiting. They got theater. They got BDTV we're going to talk about. Now, behind these students, I got some great educators. I see two back here. Now, I only got one list of one, so he's going to help me out and bring in this second one. I got Mick Benny Fraley. He's my man Fraley. That's my man. Now, that's my push my button for my man. That's my man. Hey, Fraley.
Hey. How we doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Oh, man. You're just awesome with the kids.
I like to think so.
Okay,
they,
I call them kids because I'm old. Yeah. I'm 69 now. And all y'all younger than me, so all y'all my kids, including you. But tell me, what's it like working with the students?
It is delightfully frustrating. They are.
I love it.
Because the thing is, they are all so talented. They are all so kind. But they're also teenagers.
Yeah.
And they bring all that teenage stuff with them. And you're just like, I love you so much.
Man.
But also, I can't look at you right now. but no, it is always like a gift to get to work with them. Sometimes you wait for it. You're just like, I can't wait to see them again. I can't wait to see what they're going to do next because they always surprise you.
People don't seem to, people outside this building that are not in education or don't work with young folks a lot, I don't think they understand what you just said. I get it. But it's because it's like, okay, I'm 69. But you always stay young when you're around the young folks. There's something about their energy that they give off. It just keeps you in that space where you want to. You can get the gray hairs, the hair can fall out. You know, you can do all that stuff. But it just stays with you. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Now, who's that sitting next to you in that booth out there?
Yeah, I want to introduce, this is our new technical director and teacher. This is Jake Nail. Who is in charge of our crew and works with Maddox and also works with our cast and crew.
You can't welcome to the big show and welcome to Ben Davis High School. Where'd you come from? Tell me more about you.
Well, like Nick Fraley said, my name is Jacob Nail. I'm the auditorium director here at Ben Davis High School. I actually came here from Stout Field. I was an elementary teacher before.
Get out of here. No, you stay. Don't leave. that is great. Oh, man. Oh, Mick Fraley, I tell you, man, they bring us some good ones in here, so no two ways about it. And when, like you say, Jacob, you're around young folks down there in Stout. I'm so glad you're here with our young people here because they're just, man. And I'm going to find out more about what they do and why we're here today. We got an awesome, awesome show talking about BD Theater Production. I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. Oh, man, that's the name of the show. How did I figure who knew that that's the production being produced on December the 14th and the 17th? So if you're ready for some thrills, y'all, I mean some chills and some spills, Ben Davis Theater Production of The Clue has all the mystery, all the murder. Oh, my, what is this murder stuff? And laughter, because I love the laughter. When you laugh, you reduce your blood pressure. You really do. It's a fact. I saw it in the dictionary. We said, what's a dictionary? I'll talk about that later. But anyway, I'm all laughter you can handle. So we want you to support our young folks. We're going to talk about this. It's coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. here at Ben Davis High School. So let's talk about this. And this is an open floor, so let's go for it. So, all right, young ladies and gentlemen, what's Clue all about? Take it. Dunes, take it. Take it, Larry.
Well, it's a murder mystery based on the 80s movie and the board game. It's just a bunch of strangers getting together in a house, and they have to figure out who's doing these murders, who's blackmailing them, how to get rid of this.
Ooh.
They're solving their own crimes and somebody else's crimes at the same time.
All right. And character you play?
I play Scarlet.
Okay. Now tell me, without giving too much of the show, I want you folks to come and see the show. You got to come see the show. What does Scarlet do? Or don't do? Or tell me what you can tell without me becoming one of the victims. Because they always say, a lot of times, if people ask you, hey, man, tell me how you did that. Tell me how you did that. That's what I can tell you about the kid. You know. So,
but Miss Scarlet is a very mysterious person.
Okay.
But she's involved, but she doesn't seem like she wants to be. She's very laid back.
Okay.
She's very nosy, like me. She's very interested in other people's secrets, harboring them for herself, and figuring them out and solving them.
Okay. All right. I like mysterious. I can see you. I can see you. Maddox, tell me more about your care. Look at you. Why are you calling me? You didn't go in order. Ladies always first. All right. Now, tell me what character you play.
I don't actually play a character.
What do you do there?
I'm in the crew, so I'm stage manager.
What do you do? See, that's it. Push the magic button. We don't happen. See, the show don't happen. You don't seem to understand. Let me read my lips. The show does not happen unless it's managed correctly. You got an individual who comes out at the wrong time. Oh, my. Hi. you don't come out until two clicks later. You got, somebody's got to control that.
Yeah.
You're in charge. You know, realize it. You behind the scenes. When you're behind the scenes, oh man, it makes everything look beautiful for the people in the audience. But for instance, let's say, let's say a lyric comes out and says the wrong lines or gets out the wrong time. Somebody's got a crew or the wrong prop. Who's gonna stop that stuff? You. So tell me more about your role. And I'm serious now. What you do?
Well, I sit in the booth and I call our cues. So, like, I tell people
Push the magic button. Right there. If you don't call it right, it's like calling the game. You know, you call the wrong play, you get a fumble. You don't get the touchdown. You don't get a field goal because you called the wrong play. Yeah. You are so important. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But yes, I did. But go ahead.
I call our cues. So, like, all of the lights and sound and prop stuff that happens backstage that other people may not see, I'm in charge of making sure that they happen.
Wow. That's huge. See, don't ever – that is one of the most important positions there are because, you know, when you're front of – it's like – it's like a rapper or like a singer. You hear them in the music. You hear their music. Hey, but in that studio, that's where the miracle is done. That engineer behind the scenes. And if you go into the record business or in the music business, people behind the scenes, oh boy, they make a lot of money. You know, you see the stars singing, but behind the scenes, they make a lot happen. Mikhail, tell me more about your character in The Clue.
I play Wadsworth the butler.
Oh, okay.
He's basically...
The butler did it every time. I'm just telling you that, so I just knew it. And I'm just kidding. Okay. There's a movie out there. Just, no, I'm 69. There's always been this thing when we were younger, they always blame the butler. He didn't even do it. He was gone. He was at the show. He was at his mama's house. His mama was in the hospital. He was visiting his mama in the hospital. In a different state, and they still say he did it. He wasn't even around. It don't make no sense. I get tired of them always blaming the butler for something when he didn't do it. Because he didn't come to the door fast enough. Why he didn't bring you your food fast enough? Because he didn't bring you your shoes fast enough. Always gotta blame the butler.
Emerson, it's so prevalent that when I was in high school, I was in a murder mystery play literally called The Butler Did It. That was the title of the play.
See, that's not right. That's not right. It's not fair. You should put this in a category like that because the butler, I get so emotional. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, but anyways, so tell me more about your character. What does he do in the show?
He's mainly keeping everyone in charge and like trying to keep them calm in this dire situation. That's pun intended.
Yeah. That's really what the butler should do. Yeah, I understand that. Now, you guys, it's the butler's part. I got audience, y'all. I got audience. I got cue cards in the audience and everything. It's totally awesome. Last year, you guys were here, you know, about a different production with this one. But tell me more about this one. How does this one, what do you learn from this one that's really not in the scripts? What do you learn from this one that's really not in the script that you, at the end of the day, you go home, you think about it, I picked up something that wasn't in the script. Something to think about. But go ahead.
This one, like, the characters really make the show. Like, it's really, really fast paced. It's really, it's a really physical show. We're on stage the entire time, pretty much. Like, you have to stay in character the entire time while you're on stage. Because you're on stage for the entire, hour?
Wow.
Hour and 10 minutes. And you have to keep in character for that entire time and keep it interesting and keep it fast paced. And just learning the skill of trying to do that the entire time, I feel like that was important in, like, all of our careers as being, like, on stage.
I never thought about that. I remember you have your lines, but then you can relax your character, but you can't. So I see. That's interesting. Mikhail, what do you think?
I agree a lot with that. I don't really have much else to put in, but we have to be very in character all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Have to make sure we're focused and basically help one another out a lot more because anything can happen and with us on stage basically the whole time.
Right.
We need to be ready for that change at any moment.
And even when we aren't talking, like, we have to remember to we have to remember to react how our character would, which can get difficult sometimes, but, like, you have to really try to get into, like, what would my character think about this? What how would their face look in this situation? Mm-hmm. Would they be amused? Would they be scared? Like, it's complicated stuff like that, but it's also, like, really fun once you get into it.
One thing I found about when you, and I think this might be the same in theater, in sports, there's life lessons that you learn that you can take with you from the experience that you have. I would argue to say that you can find the same in the theater world in working with co-workers or co-students, that you take these skills outside the school building and use in your personal life, like teamwork, et cetera. So how does theater help you with those type areas when you leave the school building, all three of you?
Well, I know personally, I've learned how to manage my time much better because wow.
That's huge.
I have, like, a lot of work to do with the show, but I also have lots of schoolwork I have to balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to find time to, like, manage all of the things that I need to do and get them done in time.
Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead. Okay. Anything?
Being able to, like, work as an individual, but also help other people when needed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically being responsible for yourself but other people at the same time.
Wow.
Knowing that they can also have your back. Yeah. When you need it.
Is that a heavy burden to carry a young age?
Hmm?
Is that a heavy burden to carry at a young age? Because you got so much, you got broad shoulders. That's awesome. Because, you know, and that's commending, because you guys are learning and growing and to care about others at the same time. I mean, I take my hat off to you. That is awesome. That is awesome. Larry?
For me, it's not only the time management thing, because I've kind of always struggled with that, but especially doing extracurriculars like show choir and theater and being leadership in both of them, I have to, like, figure out how am I going to do this and get to rehearsals on time? How am I going to, like, manage making food and then doing homework and then studying for certain tests and taking all of these, like, higher level classes? And then the trying to be a role model for other students, because I'm theater president, so, like, having the responsibility of, like, being someone that people can rely on and look to, because obviously that carries into the shows when people are in club with us and then they're like, oh, that's my president, I can ask her anything.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to manage that and everything else.
McFraley, there's, now you can't, you don't, I want, don't answer the question, because I can say this and they can't fire me, because, but it still did not come in next Friday. But but there was a time when there were certain politicians that actually talked about taking certain things out of the school. They weren't important. There's other places for that. Performing arts. I've been here working with the school since 2003. And my argument way back then is the same argument right now. These young folks learn so much other than just being on stage. And it helps them be better citizens when they leave the school. And that's in part a lot of by you guys, the educators, the instructors, the leaders. And I take my hat, push the magic button for McFraley, because it takes a special individual to want to spend this much time with our young people and mold them to future stars. Jericho. I mean, to bring out, you know, the director down there, you know. So, as I said, there's no question there, because I don't want to get you in trouble. But how does it feel from you as an educator to know that you play a so huge part and more than these young people's in their future? Because there's life after high school.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'll get in trouble. No, I think there are a lot of short-sighted people who they see theater, right? And they see performance, and they go, it's silly, play pretend.
Yeah.
And they go, there is no value. They go, what is the value? And these are the same people who look at something like the writer's strike, right? Or the actor's strike that just ended. And they look at that happened this year, a huge thing of everyone banding together. And they said, who cares, right? What value? And I'm like, well, when we were all locked inside for 2.5 years, there was a lot of value there when everyone was watching TV or listening to their music. Yeah. And I look at students on stage, and I look at these students who want to teach English and they want to teach theater. I see the people who want to make film, right? That's what it's inspiring them to do. And to minimize those dreams is insulting. Yeah. To be like, hey, the thing you love isn't as important as the thing other people's love. And I think that when you draw a comparison between people's passions, we say follow your passion.
Yeah, yeah.
But then a lot of people have a little parenthesis at the end there that says, follow your passion if I think it's valuable, right? Mm. And I think that's what's wrong. And I think it also helps that from a teaching perspective, I think we try to help them because the two of us, we're also like working creatives. Like Mr. Nail has done acting and done like actual like gig work on film and things. I've done like professional improv and theater and stuff, and we both have. But we've seen the good, but we've also seen the bad. We've seen people downplay what we do. Mm. We've seen people, like I said, I wanted to be a teacher, not so much because of the good teachers I had, but because of the bad teachers I had. I saw the things that they did that made me feel less than, and that's what made me want to be a teacher.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Cast of the Clue, cast of the Clue, cast of the Clue. All of them not here naturally. Micah Searcy, Journey Tate, Lyric Hooks, he's here. If I butcher your name, I'm sorry. Steph Deacon, Alex Ortero, you help me out. If I'm wrong, let me know. Cat Kabib, I like that one. Cat Kabib, is that right?
Cabe.
See, told you. I'm old. Kayla and Constance Payne, Stephen Ford, Asambo, Leah Sheriff, and Micah Nagy, and Damian Taylor. So, folks, I want you in the audience to understand that there's people on the stage, there's young folks on the stage, and there's young folks like Maddox behind the stage, making sure everything goes awesome. And you got Mitch Fraley running the show over here. You got Jacob doing this over here. You got an awesome crew. Because a lot of things happen after high school. So after high school is the college, and then the other things that they use those skills they learned in high school. And that's why I wanted to talk. That's why I wanted to talk about you young folks. What you're doing now is so important. But life after high school, you guys, you know where you want to go. That is so huge to have a dream and know where you want to go. And so many young people don't know, and old folks too. They don't know what they want to do, even in their older stages. And you should have an idea in your round educators to help you get there. Before I close the show, I'm already over my time. I'm going to ask my students to talk quickly to other students that are not in theater and why they need to or why they should consider coming to theater.
I think it's an opportunity to not only, well, obviously being in performance, you're going to get out of your shell, but it's also an opportunity to like learn what you like, learn what you don't like, hang out with new people, meet new people, learn social skills, because that's one of the things that I did. Being in theater really got me over like really bad anxiety, and obviously I don't really struggle with that like right now. It's not a big thing for me. And just enjoying high school, it's just like, it's really why I come to school right now. It's one of the things that like actually keeps me like coming and keeps my attendance good, because I'm like, I need to go to theater.
Awesome.
This is the highlight of my day.
Woo! Woo!
Theater really helped me come out my shell more and be more extroverted in a way. And it really gave me the opportunity to meet amazing people that I really wouldn't have met otherwise. And before I did theater last year, I really had hadn't known it at all or anything about it, but now that I'm actually doing it, I really love it, and it's a great opportunity, and people should try it.
Wow. Wow. Maddox?
I think not only has it, like, helped with my social skills, but it's helped me find, like, a family in people that I wouldn't have spoken to otherwise.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't supposed to come to school today, but now I'm here early.
Okay.
Because I wanted to represent my family.
Yeah. Woo! Push those magic buttons, man! Woo! Yeah, now y'all know why I do what I do, because I've been doing what I do since 2003. It's because of y'all. I mean, y'all inspire me to do the things that I do, to keep going out there in this crazy, crazy, crazy world. And I look forward to Friday morning every week. I used to be on staff, and people told me, and when I was younger, they said, if you find a job, that's how old folks talked back then. If you find a job that you would actually do without pay, then you found what you loved. I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I love it. And I don't want no pay. I'm looking forward to pay. This is what I love to do. I love interacting with my young people on Friday morning. It's just totally awesome. So y'all can't pay me for this if you tried to. I wouldn't take it. Okay. Maybe they might make me take it. But see. I get off script. What's that? Oh, my phone? Oh, I got an alarm. Listen. That's so beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to School Talk, Emerson's last show. No, I'm just kidding. So, hey, thank you guys for coming up. The theater. Yes. McFraley, what you got?
I just wanted to say, on the note of getting involved, this is the time to start promoing. We have auditions for our spring production, A Midsummer Night's Dream, December 18th and 19th, after school, 3:30 to 6. So if you're interested, it's in the theater, December 18th and 19th.
You heard it here first. Come on. Don't sit on the sideline. Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
And if you're not so interested in being on stage, there's something for everybody in tech. We run lights, we run sound, we build the set, we run special effects, we move things on pulleys up and down, we move things on stage, we build props, we do everything you don't see, that's tech, and we're always looking for more people.
See? On the stage, behind the stage, Maddox, she already knows, she's the expert. You got to have folks all over the place to come check them out. The Clue, on stage next Thursday. Friday, and that date, so when I see next Thursday, that's going to be December 14th, Thursday, Friday, December the 15th, Saturday, December the 16th. Those are all 7 o'clock shows, and then Sunday, December the 17th at 2 p.m. at Ben Davis Theater here at Ben Davis High School. So please come out and support these young people, man. You can't go wrong. You enjoy yourself and have a good night. It's safe and fun. Free parking. Free parking. Yeah, you want, except for Rob. Rob got paid for parking. Thanks for coming in, young folks. Mick Fraley, Jacob, thanks for coming in. Just telling us about what we're doing with our kids, because it is awesome. And next week, I'm going to have, don't know. I'll find out later. Anybody go back to class? Not right now, because I got to close my show. To the parents and to the people, our students have so much to leave. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. I heard it down. Don't sag your pants. Don't sag it. If you stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. And they have been stopped sagging, so I'll nag a little less. But you could always be a hero. Be on top. Stay on top. New York City, here I come. ISU, here I come. I got to go to college. The views expressed on School Talk. That's the views of MCA Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. Until next week, I'll talk to you and my producer, Will, on School Talk.